You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast explains about medicines and how you can take them safely. It was written in November 2007 and recorded in March 2008. Medicines can be confusing. On the one hand, we are told they can cure an illness or improve our symptoms, but on the other that they can be dangerous if given incorrectly. The key to dealing with medicines effectively is to understand them. We will explain about how to give medicines safely, tips for storing and disposing of them, and who to ask for more information. This podcast is one of a series, and you can listen to the others on our website. The next section explains about giving medicines safely. Your medicine should have instructions explaining how it should be given on the label of the box or bottle. Always follow these instructions and never give more than the recommended dose. Sharing medicines can be dangerous. When they are prescribed, the doctor takes into account the patient's symptoms and general health. Even though a friend or relative may have the same symptoms, there may be other factors that make the medicine unsuitable or even dangerous. Medicine should only be taken by the person for whom they were prescribed. You should have been told whether to give the medicine with or after food or on an empty stomach. This information should be on the label too. It is important because how well the medicine is absorbed depends on the amount of food in the stomach. Some medicines irritate the stomach lining, so are best given with or after food to reduce the risk of irritation. Some medicines interact with certain foods or drinks. For instance, some should not be given with milk, as this can reduce how well they are absorbed. Other medicines should not be given with grapefruit juice. Most tablets or capsules are best given with a glass of water, preferably while sitting up or standing. If you are unsure, please ask the pharmacist. The next section explains how to work out when to give the medicine. If you are giving several doses of a medicine each day, it can be difficult to work out when to give them. With most medicines, you do not have to wake up during the night to give a dose, so you can spread out the doses during the day. For instance, if you have to give three doses of a medicine during the day, you could aim to give the first dose at breakfast time, the second at lunch time, and the third at dinner time in the evening. If you are not sure what time to take the medicine, talk it over with your pharmacist. The next section explains what to do if you are giving more than one medicine. Some medicines interact with other medicines. This can happen in various ways. One medicine might stop another from working so well, whereas others can increase the effect of another medicine. You should always tell the pharmacist about all of your child's medicines, including those bought over the counter, herbal and complementary medicines, and other prescribed medicines. When your pharmacist knows all about your child's medicines, they can work out if they are likely to interact. If there is a chance of an interaction, you might need to alter the schedule of doses so that the two medicines are not taken at the same time. Alternatively, your child might need to be prescribed another medicine altogether. If you are concerned about medicines interacting, please discuss this with your doctor or pharmacist. Children usually need to have a smaller dose than adults, and this is often worked out by their size. As children grow, the dose might need to be increased, and this section explains a little more about this. When prescribing medicines for children, their height and weight is often taken into consideration as well as their age. You may see a medicine dose given as milligrams per meter squared, which is referring to a child's surface area. This is calculated from a child's height and weight, so the dose might be increased as a child grows. This is particularly true of medicines which are taken on a long-term basis, as their effectiveness might reduce over time if the dose remains the same. This is why the doctor asks to weigh and measure your child regularly, and why the dose of your child's medicine increases as he or she grows older. How you store your medicines can affect how well they work, and this section explains the basic points to remember. Always keep medicines out of sight and reach of children. Some medicines need to be kept in the fridge, but most need to be kept at room temperature, away from direct sunlight and heat sources such as radiators or fires. The label should give storage instructions, but check with your pharmacist if you're not sure. A locked medicine cabinet on the wall is often the safest place to store medicines. Most people keep their medicine cabinet in the bathroom where it can be hot and steamy, and it could be better placed elsewhere in the home. For more information about keeping a safe medicine cabinet, listen to our other podcasts. Always keep medicine in the original packaging. It can be risky to decant medicines into another container as it will be unlabeled, which could be dangerous if different medicines get mixed up and taken at the wrong time. Some medicines do not work as well once they have been removed from the packaging, such as tablets or capsules that come in blister packs. As well as showing the name of the medicine, the packaging usually protects it as well. If you have trouble opening childproof containers, ask your pharmacist if an alternative container is available. If you store medicines out of sight and reach of children, you might not need a childproof container. When you no longer need a medicine or it has passed its expiry date, you need to dispose of it safely. This section tells you how. Medicines are expensive, so do not ask for more than you need. It is not advisable to ask for a bigger supply to save for another occasion, as some medicines expire or go off very quickly. If your doctor decides to stop treatment with a medicine, return any unused liquids, tablets, or capsules to the pharmacist. They will be incinerated safely, so they cannot cause any damage. Do not flush them down the toilet or throw them away. Do not hoard medicines after you have finished with them. It is a good idea to check your medicine cabinet on a regular basis, returning any unused, unwanted, or expired medicines to the pharmacist for disposal. If you have any questions about the information contained in this podcast or about medicines in general, your pharmacist should always be your first port of call. Most community pharmacies have a quiet room where you can talk to a pharmacist in private, and many hold a selection of health information leaflets as well. You can find details of your nearest community pharmacy in the phone book or your local newspaper. This information was compiled by the Pharmacy Department in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. It was written in November 2007 and recorded in March 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.